Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 16, His Conclusion. Then Jesus said to him, "Go and do the same." Luke 10, verse 37. Our young adult group went whitewater rafting every year. On one of these trips, the more experienced people decided to take a longer and more difficult river run. We were used to all the documentation and the guide's lectures about safety. But that day, when an emergency occurred, more than just talk was needed. One of the rafts turned over in one of the larger rapids, trapping people underneath. The guide acted instantaneously and got the rest of the group out of trouble with firm and clear instructions. Her knowledge and her actions saved their lives. As important as lectures were, the time for action had come. An expert of the law came to Jesus asking about eternal life. Jesus, in turn, asked him what was written in the law. The lawyer answered, summarizing the law by quoting Deuteronomy 6 verse 5 and Leviticus 19 verse 18. Loving God and loving our neighbor. Jesus commended him for his answer, but the lawyer then asked, "And who is my neighbor?" Luke 10, verse 29. In response, Jesus told the parable of the Good Samaritan, verses 30 through 37, which we started to review yesterday. The story is narrated in a crescendo-like series of shocks. First, the level of violence that the man endured. He was robbed, stripped, beaten, and left half dead. The second level of shock is what the religious men, the priest and the Levite, didn't do. They didn't help at all. Their religion was about talking the talk, but not walking the walk. The third shock is what the Samaritan did do. He was a despised foreigner, yet he saw the victim, felt compassion, and cared for his wounds. Loaded him on his own animal, brought him to the inn, took care of him, and paid for his expenses. The fourth level of shock is the conclusion Jesus gives. The expert of the law should imitate the Samaritan. It is hard for us to grasp how this would have astounded his audience. Jesus asked us to show our love in action, just as he did towards us. His love made him come to die for us when we didn't want anything to do with him. Now he empowers us to love our neighbor, which is everyone he died for. He said that his community would be recognized by their love. John 13, verse 35. And the time to love has come.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.